This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready. Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the What is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing White Pan Society. And I must thank you, first and foremost, for taking any amount of time out of your day to come sit, chill with me, talk about whatever it is that we talk about here. Mostly nonsense, sometimes poignant. Who knows? Man, let's see. What am I sipping on today? Let's get into it. I'm doing another hop tea today. I'm doing the really hoppy one. This is made with black tea. Yeah, very hoppy. Say the, I don't know. It's a lot like an IPA, maybe even a double IPA. Like it's quite bitter, quite hoppy, but I like that. So this might be my new favorite one right now. So yeah, shout out to Hop Tea for that one. I don't know, man. I'm not in the greatest of moods, and I don't even want to like admit this, but I guess basically what happened was first world problems. Me and my bouginess ordered groceries, and you know, they give you like that hour time frame to pick when they can, you know, show up with the groceries. And they text you or whatever when they're in the store, and they text you if they can't find something or something like that. And then people normally text to say, I'm on my way. And then, you know, I don't know, you coordinate them getting to you from there. So I got the text to say that they were almost done and be heading my way. And then like an hour later, I guess they text me to ask me for my door code. Now, I missed the text. I didn't, you know. For some reason, I had my, you know, my smartwatch on. I don't know if I just didn't feel it go off. I didn't, you know, see anything on my phone. Phone was sitting right next to me. I don't know how, but I missed the text. And I didn't catch it till like 15 minutes later. So 15 minutes later, I saw the text. I said, my bad. You know, this is the code, blah, blah, blah. And this was still like within the window of time that they were supposed to deliver my groceries. Hate to say long story short because it's already long at this point, but the person just stopped responding at that point, never showed up. Apparently, they called the grocery delivery service to say that they couldn't contact me to figure out what to do next. I find it weird that like they called them and then they never tried to contact me again. Like I got one text message asking for the door code and then just like, ah, he never responded. Fuck them. And then they went straight to the grocery delivery people and they told them to take the stuff back. So, yeah, I had to wait. I'm still waiting right now to make sure I got my refund. I guess they took the stuff back to the store. The order says canceled. Never said anything to me. Not even like a message saying, hey, I waited for you, didn't respond. So I'm canceling the order. Just complete radio silence. And I'm just pissed off by that. I guess it's my fault because I missed the text, but it's like you got these. I put the order in at like 1 o'clock and the end of my delivery window was 5. So it's like from 1 to 5, I just got to be like, I can't miss a text. I feel like it's like, I guess it's like a relationship, like a girlfriend. That's why I'm retired. Anyway, so that's why I was in a fairly, I don't know, rotten mood. Tried to make a grocery pun. I don't know if it didn't go, but, but yeah, so before we get into everything, let's start this episode with a little bit of fun. Let's get it set up here. All right. Let's do it. Let's play a little quick round of Guess the Ethnicity, world's most poppin'est game show. I explained the rules last week, the week before last, I don't know, I'll explain them again. Basically, I'm going to describe an odd crime, just give you a headline and you know, a quick breakdown, and then you know, you get to spend the rest of the episode mulling over the ethnicity of the perpetrator. I say you don't have to get any more specific than white, non-white, but feel free, do you, you know, balls to the wall if you want to. Anyway, what we got? So this week's headline, woman stole daughter's identity to go to college and live as a 20 something. So yeah, this lady legit stole her daughter's identity and, enrolled in college and was living as a 20, you know, something year old student. So to get into the story, for 2 years, a 48 year old Missouri woman, this happened in Missouri, lived as an undergraduate college student in her 20s. And she did this by stealing her own daughter's identity. The lady pleaded guilty to one count of intentionally providing false information to the Social Security Administration, and she now faces up to 5 years behind bars for the scheme. Authorities say she used the Social Security card information belonging to her daughter, her estranged daughter, to get into Southwest Baptist University and obtain student loans and grants. She used her daughter's name as well. At the school, so she went by her daughter's name, and people basically believed it. According to the police chief, she even had boyfriends that believed that she was 22 years old. Now, I've already seen the picture, and we're going to get to that at the end of the episode. Yeah, I don't know. I believe got to be some substances involved if you just... If you was like, oh yeah, she's 22. Or maybe 22-year-olds live harder lives than I'm. She look old. She is older than me, and she look older than me. And they, yeah, whatever. Sentencing date has not been set, but as a part of her plea agreement, because she did plead guilty, she has to pay $17,521 in restitution to the school and to her daughter. Apparently, she did all of this because she was on the run from in Arkansas for some credit card fraud charges. And so she went to Missouri and decided to get a driver's license in her daughter's name. And just, I don't know where the college came into it. Like, why was that? Like, that's taking it a little too far. Like, you could have just switched up your identity and gone and been a waitress or somewhere. Like, why would you enroll in college? Like, I don't know. Must have been a very strained mother-daughter relationship. But with that, what do you think? What are your first thoughts? Okay, take a mental note right now of, like, what's your immediate reaction to that headline and that story? What do you think? And then, you know, as you get some time, see if that changes. But that's how we play Guess the Ethnicity. All right. So let's get to the rest of the show. We'll do our normal thing. Let's do our Chef Elise update. Man, I don't have my sound effects queued up. See, the
out of Pepe.
The whole grocery thing got me fucked up. Yeah. So, yes, Chef Elise, we had a good visit, but the week before last, I had her the weekend leading into Valentine's Day, and we had a good time. I guess one of the big things, I hit the highlights. I asked y'all, I went on social media on Twitter, and I asked y'all to stop me from buying this VR headset. I bought a Meta Quest is what they call it now. Everything is Meta. And I actually tweeted, like, I'm looking at this thing and I need somebody to stop me from buying it. Like, I realize now that I have a thing. Like, once, if I see something, and especially with Facebook, like, because Facebook, if you click on the ad once, that's all you're going to ever see for, like, the next millennia or whatever. Like, it's just, they just going to bombard you with the ads. And then I know that if I look at it and I'm interested in it, and then I keep looking at it, especially if I check out a YouTube video. Once I hit the YouTube video, then it's just a matter of time. I'm going to drive myself crazy until I buy it. I consider myself pretty cheap, but... I will, and that's why I'll drive myself crazy, because I don't want to buy, I don't want to spend the money, but it'll just gnaw at me until I do it. And so I did it, and I felt pretty dumb about it until Chef Elise stopped by, and she loved it. Like, she had a ball with the VR thing. I got, you know, one of the games where you just ride roller coasters, and she rode a roller coaster on the North Pole with Santa Claus, I just had the greatest time. Like, that's like hours. I won't say hours because them shits don't, the battery on that thing don't last an hour. But it was enough time that I could like do something and she could just sit on the couch in a whole nother world. Only thing that weirded me out about it is they got a feature in the roller coaster game where you could take selfies. And so she's like taking selfies in the game with Santa Claus on the roller coaster. And I'm just like, yo, you taking selfies of your virtual self? Like, that's not you. That's just like a virtual, like, I don't know. But it feels like the last days. Like, I feel like the end days or something, the end times is coming. If we taking virtuals, like, the selfie thing had gone too far to me. And if you can now take virtual selfies, like selfies is something that's not even real, but you taking a picture of it as a representation of you. I don't know. It seems so paradoxical and so just crazy. Not as crazy as what I'm going to talk about later, but so crazy to me that it's just, it's got to be the end of the world. Like, this has got to be a sign that shit is about to go left. Hopefully, you know, not until my daughter gets to grow up and get old and stuff. You know, maybe we could find a way to turn this around, but that weirded me out. Valentine's Day comes. So I sent her home on Sunday, and then I decided to surprise her at school. I think I talked about trying to figure out what I was going to do with Valentine's Day with Chef Elise, and I surprised her at school. I brought her a Care Bear. So, I mean, like, don't judge me. It had nothing to do with this show last week and Chad's story about the Care Bear suit. Like, that was Target got something with like Care Bears, and it's a kid and the Care Bears, like, and it was pink, and you know, that's her thing. So I got her a Care Bear, and we went and had dinner. We had breakfast for dinner, but you know, for her, that was the greatest thing ever. So it was real cool, just because she was super excited to see me. She don't normally see me, like, you know, when it's not my time, not my day, not my weekend. And for me to just pop up and, you know, and take her to dinner, and she get to spend an evening with me. And it makes you feel so dope as a parent that you're almost like a celebrity to them. Like, you know, like, her getting to spend an evening with me and have dinner with me on a day she didn't expect it was just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would have thought, you know, that's how you react if you see, you know, whatever, I don't know, whoever y'all into. But she was super excited to do it. And it just makes you feel good that somebody looks at you like that. And with, you know, with all the things that have happened or I've done in my life, she might be the last person I got left that looks at me like that. And that's super dope. So, you know, I love Chef Elise. I will say this about her. I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to try to keep it short. And hopefully y'all don't judge me too much, because I'm sure something worse has happened to a lot of y'all. But so, all right, I got to give backstory to everything. When I was in rehab, they used to have these ladies come, and they would, it was like, it wasn't sex ed courses. It was more like sexual health, you know. So I was in rehab with people that was on various things, and, you know, and so they had to talk to us about protection and safe sex and stuff like that. And so they would pass out, you know, all these packets and stuff just full of, like, lube and female condoms and regular condoms and all kinds of shit. So I just had this stuff, like, tucked away for forever. And when I was moving, you know, it got down to the point, like, I'm not a packer, so it got down to the point where it's just, like, loose stuff all over the place. And I would just, you know, pick up stuff and throw it in a book bag or whatever just to get it out of the room so I could take it with me. And so over the course of the last year I've been in this apartment, like, I'll just randomly stumble upon one of the items that was in one of these packs, like, in a bag somewhere or just whatever, in the bottom of a box or in the bottom of a bin. And, you know, I'll address it as I find it. So my daughter's doing the VR thing, and, you know, she gets scared, so she gives me the helmet so I could play it and get her through the scary part. And I guess I had found, like, this really small, like, one-use tube of lubricant. And it was sitting on, like, my living room end table or whatever. And so she sees it. And it's got a weird shape. It almost looks like a turtle or something. And so she picked it up, and she asked me, what is it? And I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I'm embarrassed. But I'm like, oh, that's daddy's, you know, put that down. Like, you don't need to worry about it. And she wouldn't let it go. Like, what is it? And I'm like, ah, it's it's medicine or whatever. It's, you know, I said, well, what is it for? I'm like, it was like, you know, and I like the way she was digging was as if she knew what it was and she wanted to see if I was going to say it. Like, well, she was just having fun with how embarrassed I was and wanted to see how far I was going to go with the lie. Because she just, everything, if I said it was medicine, but what kind of medicine? Well, how do you use it? Well, what do you use it for? Where did you get it from? How much did it cost? Like, she was digging. And she doesn't do this normally, just on, I can normally brush shit off. But, like, the way she was asking these questions was as if she knew what it was and just wanted to see what I was going to do. And then so that happened. And I eventually let it go. Like, nah, she didn't know. Like, I'm just paranoid. Like, I'm just paranoid. I was embarrassed. And so I'm taking some things a little more seriously than I should. So then fast forward to Valentine's Day. I pick her up from school. I give her this Care Bear. It's pink. It's got a heart on the chest with like rainbow stripes. You know, just like going out like sun rays from the heart. So we sitting in the car and she asked me about the heart. She's like, well, what does this symbol mean? I'm like, it's a heart. It just means I love you. She's like, well, what about the rainbow? And I'm thinking, you know, we know what rainbows are associated with these days. And that's not a conversation I'm trying to have with my 6-year-old daughter. And so I'm just like, it's just they love everybody. And she's like, well, I mean, but why is it a rainbow? Like, the way she was digging was as if she knew, or she had her interpretation of what it meant and wanted to see, like, how far Dad was going to go with trying to tiptoe around this conversation. And she dug and dug and dug and dug. And I'm seeing these things. And it's like, are these things, like, just inherent in women? Like, do they just know how to do this? Because this the way, you know, like, your girl would ask you about something that seemed innocuous, but she knows, you know, that it's involved in something you don't want to talk about. And, like, she's just going to keep, you're going to dig and see how far you're willing to go with the lie. And, like, she did this over and over again. So I'm like, man, like, what is my daughter? What does she know? Like, what does she know that I don't know she knows? And where did she learn this interrogation technique? Or where did she learn how to just, like, dig into your soul like this? It's crazy stuff. But that was it. That was my time with Chef Elise. We had a great Valentine's Day. That's my Valentine. Love her to death. And can't wait to see her this weekend. Not sure what we're going to do, but it's going to be dope. I know it is. I got some new VR games, so we're going to do that. Because y'all didn't save me and stop me from buying that damn VR helmet. But whatever. Let's get out of there. All right, man, what else happened this week? Oh, so last night was Isaiah, also known as Isaiah Fitness's 23rd birthday. He's in his Jordan year, and we went out, and Chad and I took him to dinner. So it was me, Chad, his girl, the infamous Care Bear. Anyway, his girl, and of course, Zay. And we go out to dinner, and, you know, Chad and I will hit up, you know, different restaurants from here and there. And we normally try to do something like a little more upscale than we would normally do. Like, just like, let's go out and just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's be fancy, pinkies up, whatever. Let's go do it. And then let's go do it in like the most inappropriate, non-fancy way. Like, just show up and, you know, like he wears shorts all the time. It's fucking February. And I'm pretty sure he was in shorts yesterday, and I was in a hoodie, and it's Austin, so you really can get away with that, but I think we still have fun with just like walking in there like, fuck this place, but yeah, you know, bring me my tea. Anyways, we went to a pretty nice restaurant, and we sitting there eating, and I only bring this up because like just weird shit always happens when I'm out with them, you know. We're typically having some sort of a very offensive racial conversation. We're having fun going back and forth with the jabs, knowing that nobody means anything malicious by it. And we just having fun. We're seeing how far we can push the envelope. So I don't know if anybody hears these things and then like wants to interject. And this is what it felt like this moment was. So we're sitting there And they put us in a booth, which I wasn't happy about, because that meant like Chad and his girl was on one side and then me and Zay was on the other side. And, I mean, it could almost look like a double date. It was a weird situation. Like, put us at a round table where you don't know who's sitting next to who. But in this situation, it's a weird situation. But anyway, so I'm on the, Chad and I are on the outside of the booth. We got the outside seats. And Zay and his girl are sitting up against the wall. And so this white lady comes. And she comes, like, from behind me and really close to me. Like, so something that just further proves that white folks don't fear me the way they should. But she comes behind me and, like, really close to me. And she's just like, oh, a rose amongst three thorns. And then just, like, dips off. And so everybody at the table just laughed. We laughed because nobody knew what the fuck she was talking about. Like, it was the craziest out of nowhere. I don't know what we were talking about before. She just, like, stuck her head next to mine. And, you know, and said something. But then, like, you know, my immediate thought is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck did you say to me? Like, was that, like, my immediate thought was racist. Like, you know, like, that's, I think that's the immediate, like, calculus you do when a random white person walks up to you and says something and then walks away. Like, did they just say something racist that I don't understand? Let me figure this out. So I had to sit there and it was like, a rose amongst three thorns. And I'm like, well, you know, that I think that eliminated the racism for me, because if there was anything there was three of, it was men, you know, and one of them was white. So maybe she didn't mean it that way. So I think we all eventually figured out that, like, the rose amongst three thorns was the girl sitting there, sitting at a table with three men. And again, you know, equally offended, why the fuck are men thorns? Like, that's, there's nothing cool about being a thorn. Like, a rose is beautiful. I get that. You know, you talk to the lady at the table and identifying her as a flower. Rose is, that's very nice. I guess that was supposed to be a compliment to her, but it was, there no way to compliment her without throwing a jab at the three dudes sitting at the table. Like, I don't know. There's nothing cool about thorns. It's nothing, there's no, why we gotta be thorns? Is it always got to be something phallic or something about penetration? Like, I don't know. I just took offense to it. And I took offense to the fact that somebody was that comfortable to just, like, damn near whisper in my ear some shit that I had to think about and then walk off. Like, but, yeah, that's the life we live on. But happy birthday to Zay. Again, livealphafitness.com, livealphafitness.com. Hit him up. He can get you to where you want to be fitness-wise. And it was also funny because when we talked about taking him out to dinner, the first place he wanted to go was this vegan restaurant. And, you know, as soon as he let us know that's where he wanted us to take him, Chad and I both look up the menu. And I think, like, for a week, I was sweating. Like, you know, as much shit as we give him about being vegan, and as many times as we've taken him to a steakhouse, you know, just disrespectfully, like, it was no way we could, you know, we could object to going to this vegan place. Like, we had to do it. Like, that's our homie. I don't know what I'm going to eat, but I got to. This is your birthday. This is where you want to go. This is where we're going. And so, for a week, I was swear, I looked at this menu and just, oh, God, I just, nothing sounded close to something that I wanted to eat. And I hate how so much of the vegan food is supposed to be something else. Like, stop. It's not a crab cake. It's not. It's not. Don't tell me it tastes just like a crab cake, because it doesn't. Yeah, I promise you it doesn't. You haven't had a crab cake in so long that you think this possibly tastes anything like it. It doesn't. I promise you. Stop. Just call it something else. Whatever you want to call it. Call it a mushroom cake. I don't give a fuck. But don't say it's a vegan crab cake, because there's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. but anyway, I think that's what I was looking at. Like, I'm going to try. And I was sweating. And they, you know, got in the car with them. And we driving. And it's just like, all right, man. Here we go. Like, time to man up, be a man. We're going to go eat this vegan crab cake, and it turns out the place was closed on Saturday. I don't know. Maybe that's when vegans have their meetings or whatever. maybe that was the Saturday day that vegans pray or something like that. Is that what y'all do on Saturday? I'm sorry, Zay. You know I love you. But it was closed. So we ended up going to get seafood anyway. And the seafood restaurant we went to didn't have crab cakes, but they had white ladies that whisper at you. It was an interesting evening. But again, happy Jordan years to Zay 23. Fuck out of here. But yeah, so that's the end of my week. And then on to what I wanted to talk about today. Not necessarily what I wanted to talk about today, but just something that fell into my lap today, that on a day where I was a little upset about things to happen. I had a package that FedEx kept saying was supposed to arrive today. And I knew it wasn't coming, but they wouldn't update the estimated delivery date to say it wasn't coming. And so there was the part of me like, well, maybe. And so I altered between the groceries and FedEx, like I altered my whole like Sunday mode to be aware and up and waiting on shit that never showed up. So I was a little pissed off. And then like this gym just fell into my lap. I hesitate to talk about it because I don't like to shed light on things that I think don't deserve the light. But this is just hilarious to me. It's hilarious to me. It's scary. It's hilarious. It's idiotic. It's all kinds of stuff. I don't know if you've heard of this, but there is a religion. Hopefully I pronounced this correctly. Odontology. And basically, to sum it up, to put it in layman's terms, this is absolutely an oversimplification. And if you are a practitioner of odontology, I apologize. I'm not trying to make fun of your religion, but you should know that it's hilarious. You need to understand that to a lot of people, this is the dumbest shit. This is dumber than Scientology. It's dumber than Scientology. But anyway, odontology, basically it's got something to do with following like King Adonis, and then like this idea of women with big butts being like the chosen ones or something like curvy women. Like, there's a part of it that makes it seem like they were trying to almost make this seem like this was a body positive thing, and like giving this higher honor to curvaceous women or something like that, that they shouldn't have, you shouldn't feel bad about yourself. You should feel like you are closer to God. Like if you, I sat and spent some time on their website today because I had nothing else to do. And don't ask me what I was searching or looking at, where odontology just round that ended up in my purview. Like that's neither here nor there. But what's the issue today is that this exists, this religion that is, I'm not gonna say what I saw said they worship big butts, and I'm not gonna say that they don't, but that's not the point, I think, of the religion. But it's crazy. So basically, like, the way this thing, the way I read it was that, come on, God, be with me and help me pronounce this word correctly. Calipygian. There we go. I did it. Calipygian women. So these are basically, this is the term for these women, the beautiful bottom goddess. As this is I'm reading this from the website, beautiful bottom goddess, the Calipygian women, whose curves are round and full and whose beauty is beyond compare, for she is blessed more than all women of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. For the rounder and fuller the Calipygian curves are, greater wealth and riches in this life she will attain. Like this is shit. This is from their book. This is from the, I'm sorry. It's not, I don't mean to laugh at your religion. Just understand that if you don't believe this and you read this, it is fucking hilarious. Because this, like, it's from the scripture. That's from the book of odontology. And it's even got like Calypagos, I guess, is the name of the book, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Like, it's got like straight up like quotations, like it's the Bible. Blessed is the I can't say it twice right. It's too difficult of a word. But then they use words like this for no apparent reason. Like, I went into this looking into it, almost thinking that this could possibly be like a legit thing. Like, maybe this is a legit thing. Maybe somehow somebody did the mental gymnastics to like make some connection between Adonis and the Greek gods. And some of it is based on like Greek. It seems like it comes from Greek mythology. And then it like just veers left. The craziest thing is that like the person, the deity in their religion is a living god. He was born in 1971 in Illinois. like not even on some L. Ron Hubbard, not here no more. Like, this is a living deity. It's 1971 in Illinois. And he came to this. He was visited by like the angels that gave him this revelation in 1996. So it feels like this is the product of like social media and the polemic Olympics, like that's to coin a most deaf turn of phrase. But like this whole competition to see who can say the craziest shit. Like, and it just seemed like this is the person who realized you get the most attention the crazier the thing you say is. And then let me say something super crazy, but also taps in to something that people might just want to gravitate to. Like, I noticed a lot of dudes that heard me start talking in the beginning, and it was like, this is a religion that worships big butts. And they was like, I read some literature. Like, you can come in, you know. I ain't going to turn you away like the Jehovah's Witnesses. You can sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's understand exactly where you're going with this. But now, basically, your living God was born in 1971. And then ladies that think that, you know, maybe it is body positive, it go to extremes. Because in this, their definition of this, come on, I can do it, Calypagian woman. And I'm going to say this because this is horrible. What I use to help me pronounce the word correctly is, I think, of pigeons. Like, the way we would refer to certain women, like, that answer that I'm like, so I get that Calypagian. That's how I remember how to say the word. I know it's horrible, but you got to do what you got to do. But their, like, definition of this Calypagian woman is, what you got to have to be considered this goddess is a 47-inch hips with 24-inch waist. And I understand, based on their literature, that they're like, I guess, are some tribes and things in Africa where that is more common than it is other places. But and they make no differentiation between natural and surgically enhanced. Like, it's all good. However you get there, you just need to get there. And that makes you a goddess. That makes you the highest honored woman among all women. And they, in their FAQs on the website, they even went as far as to like have this pseudo debate with themselves about the dress code in church. And they were like putting up in quotes what people might say, you know, that ain't appropriate, and she shouldn't be wearing that, and she looked like she came from the strip club. And their responses was like, she's blessed and blah. Like, it was, man, and it's real. Adonatology. Please don't look it up. Please, let's let it. I just wanted to share seven chuckles with the people. That's it. I'm not trying to shine the light on this thing. Cause this is, I don't want this to grow on my back like that. I somehow led people to this thing. I even looked up like their Bible or their book on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. It's like $40. And one of the reviews was, absolutely hilarious, a must read. Like, can you imagine? Like, that's a review of the Bible. Absolutely hilarious, a must read. Like, that's how serious you should be taking this. But it is fucking hilarious. And they got like pictures of Instagram models and stuff on there. It's like testimonials. The dude that came up with this had a chance. He had a chance. Like, if he could have pushed the body positive angle, and just not gone as far as he did with like the 47-inch hips. And then like basically he says these women were created because the sons and daughters of God, angels, came down and made it with humans. And the women, the female angels that made it with human men created giants. And the male angels that bred with human women created giants. And the female angels that bred with human men, they created the Calipigian women with the 47-inch hips. And that's why you are closer to God. Yeah, I had a good afternoon just digging into this and finding out more about the Church of Odontology. I keep saying it just because I'm proud of myself for pronouncing it correctly. That's really all that this is about. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with people. Hopefully you get your 7 chuckles. I don't have any message today other than just enjoy life. Be careful what you follow. This is what happens when everybody has a platform, is that something that probably should have died on a corner somewhere, probably should have went as far as a couple blocks, and maybe it was like 18 dudes that was, you know, standing on the corner dressed in robes with a megaphone, might have been trying to spread this word, but that'd have been as far as it got. Now it's like I don't know how far it is, guys. They exaggerating. I'm pretty sure the numbers that they claim aren't real, and that it's growing. Just don't look out for it. Look out for it, people. If somebody comes to you and tries to, you know, if you are a Calipigian woman, or if you just a dude, just a regular dude, and somebody tries to attract you with this idea, just know that when you don't fall for it, get into it, and then find out the truth. Like, I hear that's how Scientology works. You don't get the whole story until you get, like, way up in there. You spend a lot of money, and you real deep into it. Not to mention the Church of Odontology. Like, it costs money. They want you to pay some stuff to get these teachings, to understand this stuff. But, yeah, that was my afternoon. That brightened my day. It gave me a reason to smile. It gave me back my smile. Thank you, Odontology. Like, don't cut that clip and try to make me seem like I'm a follower. That's all I got. Enjoy life. 7 chuckles. Find something to laugh at every day, even if it is somebody else's religion. Don't do it in their face, though. But with that said, I'm going to let y'all go. I ain't going to hold you no longer. I ain't got nothing else important to share. Zaya Fitness, like I said, livealphafitness.com. Hit them up if you need to get your fitness goals. If you're trying to get your nutrition right, if vegan crab cakes sounds like the way you want to go in life, he knows all the spots. He knows how you could cook some of that stuff at home. Hit them up. Zaya Fitness at livealphafitness.com. As always, we still in hoodie season. So if you hit up my website, whatistws.com/store, you can get 20% off your order with the coupon code hoodie season, HOODIESZN. And yeah, man, thank y'all as usual. I can see that even with taking the month off, the podcast growth is continuing. My audience and my listenership, I don't know, whatever, is growing. Know that I am doing the video now, so I have the YouTube channel, and I'm, you know, posting all kinds of videos up there, and that is growing, and I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Hopefully, we can continue to do great things. I almost forgot, we do need to finish Guess the Ethnicity. Y'all was going to let me get out of here without doing that. This was, what was our headline? Woman stole daughter's identity to go to college, live as a 20-something. All right. So the lady stole her estranged daughter's identity. This is in Missouri. Got herself a driver's license and then got student loans and grants and was admitted to Southwest Baptist University. She had she went by the daughter's name, and she actually had boyfriends that believed that she was 22 years old. Is a 48-year-old woman. She has not been sentenced yet, but has been ordered to pay $17,521 of restitution to the school and her daughter. I'm surprised that's it. Like, it seems like taking all them loans and them grants would have came to more than 17 grand, but it's neither here nor there. She was on the run from charges in Arkansas for fraud, which led her to flee to Missouri and change her identity to her daughter's identity and become a college student. I'm still trying to understand, like, if the goal was just to escape the fraud charges and assume another identity, why go back to college? Like, what did you need to go to college for? Like, that's a lot of people to involve. Like, now you're involving, when you're getting grants and loans, like, whether you're involving the federal government or you just doing a lot of government shit. Get the license and just move the fuck on. You got the social security information, get the license, change your identity, and get a job, lay low. Like, what? Why go to school? Was this like a fuck you to the daughter? Like, it just seems personal. I guess it's your daughter. It is personal. But, yeah. That's the story. So what y'all think? Let me give you a minute to lock in your answers before I hit you with the truth. I'm not giving you a full minute. You know the way, you know how we do this. All right. So here we go. Hopefully this works. All right. So Laura Oglesby, 48-year-old Missouri woman. This is the woman who stole her daughter's identity and passed for a 22-year-old woman. Had boyfriends that believed that she, the picture you're seeing right now, was 22 years old. It had to be a situation where, like, you're not trying to talk yourself out of some pussy. Like, you know, like, she says she's 22 years old. You know she don't look like she's 22 years old, but you're going to run with it and believe it and tell you and agree with it if anybody asks you, because the alternative would be to fuck up a sure thing. Like, you had it and you let it slide because you just couldn't run with the lie. We all lie. Everything's a lie. Probably not her hair color. But anyway. That is it. That's Guess the Ethnicity. Hopefully you got it right. Let me know. Let's talk in the comments about the thought process that you went through. We're trying to figure this one out. But again, with that said, until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light, and know this. If you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.